Yeah.
Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Well, good morning there. We have got a most unusual show today. I think most of us probably think of our pets as emotional support animals, whether they wear the little vests or not. They love us unconditionally. They make us laugh. And boy, do we need that during these trying times of our national timeout that we are all enduring. I have invited the most holistic functional medicine veterinarian that I know about, Dr. Sean Messonnier, to be on the show. And I'll give him a more proper introduction after this first little break. But we are going to be, I have a lot of questions already, but we'll be able to take some of your calls to find out your pet questions. Well, I know you're used to by now when you turn on the TV or the radio being smacked upside the head with new stats about the coronavirus and new rules. Well, not going to do that, but I did decide that maybe we would do some good news, bad news things here in the beginning, because it isn't all bad news. For example, and this one probably is the most encouraging of all, 3 days in a row, China reported no new cases. So maybe there is an end in sight. And also, good news, more testing is being done in the United States. More tests are available. The bad news side of that is when you have more testing, you're going to get more confirmation. So all of a sudden, the numbers are going to jump, and it looks like things have gotten massively worse. But here's some more good news. Very small risk for most people and of even contracting, because you've contacted somebody who has the virus. Almost 80% who do get exposed and pick up the virus, they won't even know they did. They won't be sick enough to think that they got it. So that's 80%. That is really good news. And there is a smaller pool of people who are really at high risk if they get it. For example, in Italy, they reported that 99% of patients who died from coronavirus infections had pre-existing conditions. Nearly half had three or more health conditions like diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease prior to the infection. Many, many were smokers, so the fewer of those things you have, the less problem you're probably going to have. But the bad news is that they're now showing that in France, for example, 50% of those that end up in ICU were under 50, and these are the same young people who think that they're immune and in some cases of, like, college students, not even paying attention to the social distancing because they don't think they are likely to have a problem and they don't care much about whether they're going to spread the disease to others. I have a bunch more of these. I'll sprinkle them through the show near the breaks. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Wick, and please stay tuned.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Hi, I'm Marty Whittakin. When I researched my new book on aloe vera, I learned why. When you drink aloe vera, it helps so many complaints. Everything works better if the body has improved nutrient absorption, better antioxidant support, and fewer toxins. Studies show that there's a great deal of difference among aloe brands. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, and unfortunately, too many companies damage them with improper filtration, heat, and enzymes. Distilled aloe tastes like water because it's lost all of those beneficial solids. I chose Lily of the Desert as a sponsor because they do the very best job, and university tests prove it. Lily of the Desert controls every step of the process. They even grow their own plants. Lily of the Desert products contain Allosorb. That's added concentrates of the aloe polysaccharides. Lily does gold standard clinical studies on their products, but they aren't greedy. You can pay more, but you'll get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products at all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Dr. Sean Messonnier is the founder of Paws and Claws Animal Hospital and Holistic Pet Center. It's located in Plano, Texas. He's a well-known speaker and the author of a whole bunch of books. I've listed them in the archives of today's show, including links to them, 8 Weeks to a Healthy Dog, Natural Health Bible for Dogs and Cats, Your A to Z Guide to Over 200 Conditions, Herbs, Vitamins, and Supplements. He also writes about cancer in dogs, allergies in dogs, hope and holistic healing for pets, unexpected miracles, and there is a longer list of Say No to Drugs, Natural Joint Supplements for Dogs and Cats. You can see he has a very broad range of interests and expertise. He's the former radio host of the award-winning Dr. Sean, the Natural Vet for Martha Stewart Living Radio. And he has holistic treatments that are unique that I'm sure are copied by veterinarians all over the country. Joins us by a safe distance from the studio at home by his phone. Good morning, Dr. Sean.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm so happy to have you with us. Well,
I'm happy to be here.
As I said in the newsletter and on the opening of the show, we do think all of our pets give us emotional support and comfort. But makes us wonder in this day and age. We know that, at least allegedly, the coronavirus started in China from animal transmission to humans because of their wild markets, wild animal markets, and kind of unusual behaviors over there. Makes me wonder, does it go the other way? Is there a chance that our dogs and cats might contract the coronavirus?
No, you know, I recently did an article on this topic for my client newsletter, and I have an interview coming out tomorrow in the Plano Star Courier about this. So dogs and cats, as a rule, are not naturally infected with the human coronaviruses, the SARS viruses, or any other coronaviruses. They do have their own unique coronaviruses. Dogs, typically, if they even get any symptoms, might have a little mild diarrhea. Same with cats or kittens. Although, interestingly, you know, we're talking about how this SARS virus, you know, possibly mutated from some animal to jump into people and may have already mutated again. In cats that get coronavirus, most of them, like the dogs, are asymptomatic or may have a little mild diarrhea, mild gastroenteritis. But in some cats, for reasons we don't know why, that coronavirus can mutate into a typically fatal FIP virus. So the virus can mutate in animals and in people. Typically, though, people won't get infected with those coronaviruses, and animals don't typically get infected with people coronaviruses, although experimentally we can infect cats with human coronavirus. Again, it's not a huge deal. It's just something to know that potentially can happen. the biggest threat our pets might serve to us is if you have pets in a household with either active infection or people carrying it who are asymptomatic, and they might not wash their hands. They might pet the dog or cat or sneeze or cough on the dog or cat. If the dog or cat isn't cleaned in a short period of time, it can serve as a fomite or an object that could transmit the virus that way. So if you have a pet in a household with known coronavirus infection or disease, it'd be better for people, first of all, not to even come in that household, but certainly for pets not to be going out and possibly temporarily infecting other people just because of the contaminated viral particles they have on their skin and coat.
Yeah, wow. And part of what you said made me glad that I don't have carpet in the house anymore.
Yeah, that's true, too.
And what we've talked about on this program and what the blog was this week is all about things that we can do to build our immune system so that we don't get sick. I know you've written about cancer and allergies, so obviously you focus also on the pets' immune systems not being overly sensitive but being powerful enough. Perhaps give us a little guidance there.
Sure. So like you, I'm a very big fan of probiotics for a number of reasons. Of course, obviously GI support, but we also know that a healthy GI tract and healthy probiotics in the GI tract provide for good overall whole body immune function anyway. I also love vitamin D. I think too many people and pets are deficient in vitamin D, and we know vitamin D, at least experimentally, can kill cancer cells. In the clinical world, the real world, people and pets that have lower incidences of cancer and viruses like flu, like cold, like coronavirus, tend to have higher levels of vitamin D in their blood. So I think as we're looking at any sort of infection or disease, if you neglect the immune system, you're neglecting an important part of helping the pet or person overcome that disease. And immune support is pretty simple. You know, find out the vitamin D level of the pet, provide adequate vitamin D supplementation, use a good probiotic. There are other different herbs, some that you recommend on your show. There's some that we use in our practice that, again, are designed for general immune support, especially, as you mentioned, with allergies or cancer or other diseases. We have some specific herbs and homeopathics that are formulated for those specific diseases as well. So I don't think we ever want to underestimate immune support. And I think if your pet has a strong immune system, if you have a strong immune system, you're less likely to become infected with this virus or other diseases, or at least show a fewer milder symptoms if you do get infected with something.
You mentioned vitamin D, which is something that we talk about all the time on this show, and I think is very much linked to why we get these viruses in the winter when the sun is not striking the earth as strongly, and this time, for whatever reason, there haven't been the sunspots, which those also beam more UV radiation to the earth. Do dogs make their vitamin D the same way that we do with sun exposure?
That's an excellent question. It's something that people really don't understand. So people have the ability through enzymes in their skin to convert inactive vitamin D from our bodies to the active form of vitamin D. Dogs and cats can't do that. So when I'm counseling a pet owner in my office and talk about vitamin D, so often the owner will say, well, we'll just let our pet outside more. It's like, well, that isn't going to work. You have to actually give them preformed vitamin D. In the studies that I read when my wife and I wrote a cancer book as she was going through breast cancer 10 years ago, the studies that I found showed that the best vitamin D levels were obtained in people with direct sunlight exposure and, if necessary, vitamin D supplementation. In pets, we can't take advantage of the sunlight, although pets still get many emotional benefits of being outside when it's sunny. So we have to give them vitamin D. It's really, really important to understand for people and pets, there's not a generic or correct vitamin D dose. The best way to do this is to get the pet or person's blood tested, find the vitamin D level where we're at today, and supplement to the appropriate level. In people, I like to see over 50. In dogs and cats, we like closer to 100. If they're suffering from diseases such as cancer, I even recommend higher for people and for pets. So I think vitamin D is so easy to test for, very inexpensive to supplement. And even for people going outside, a lot of the studies have shown that part of the reason sometimes people might not get the adequate vitamin D from sunlight exposure is we're so scared of skin cancer, we've lathered ourselves with sunblocking sunscreen, and if the sun's blocked from your skin, that also means the vitamin D production's blocked. So you have to get at least maybe 15 to 30 minutes of unblocked vitamin D from the sun, then certainly put on sunblock for yourself so you're not dealing with melanoma, squamous cell carcinoma, or other issues.
I am thinking about your wife when she was dealing with breast cancer. I've often said, only partly tongue-in-cheek, that I would rather go to a veterinarian than a lot of the mainstream medical doctors, because veterinarians tend to look more at balance and at the diet factors and so on, not just medicating symptoms. And certainly that's the case with your practice, being holistic and functional medicine. And along those lines, we have listeners all over the country, actually around the world, but I came up with a website here. Let's see if I can get it up. American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association. Is that a good source to find a veterinarian in your area?
Yeah, that's a very good source. You can also just Google holistic vet in whatever city or state you're living in, and that would help as well.
Okay, good. Well, I will put a link to that in the archives of today's show, which you reach by going to hbnshow.com, click on listen, and then out of the archives, pick today's date. We'll be right back with Dr. Sean Messonnier, and your questions don't go away.
Decades ago, Dr. O'Hara developed a formula for optimal human health, a blend of superfoods and live bacteria, naturally fermented for 3 years, encapsulated to deliver prebiotics, probiotics, and most importantly, postbiotics to your digestive system, aiding digestion, increasing absorption of essential nutrients, supporting the immune system, and unleashing the healthier, happier you. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, 100% vegetarian, non-GMO, free of artificial additives, chemicals, preservatives, or colorings, dairy and gluten-free. Dr. O'Hara himself proclaimed in 1974, each capsule of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is filled with our passion and hope for bringing health and long life to all 7 billion people on Earth. And today, his legacy lives on, making Dr. O'Hara's probiotics a world leader in superior probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanis Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanis Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanis Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com. Or call 817-481-6342.
I'm your host, Marty Wittekin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people
can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I'm pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or go to LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
And we're back with my guest, holistic functional medicine veterinarian, Dr. Sean Messonnier, who will call Dr. Sean in case my French fails me here at some point. My high school French teacher was a very good teacher in general. She just didn't happen to speak French, which was kind of unhandy. Dr. Sean, we were talking about vitamin D, and I know somebody out there would like me to ask, is there, I mean, it's certainly not true with humans, what you say, we should be tested, and our most frequent experts want us to be at level 75, 80 and above, but is there sort of a typical dose for let's say a 20-pound dog?
You know, there really isn't, because it depends on a number of factors. You know, it depends upon the pet. It depends upon if I'm doing something more for wellness or disease treatment. And we test dogs and cats all the time at our practice, Paws and Claws. We're actually the only practice in North Texas that does this routinely, and probably even for sick pets. And I can have dogs and cats a variety of sizes and breeds that are just all over the place. And sometimes I have to supplement a smaller dog more than a bigger dog. It just depends so much on the individual metabolism as in people. So one thing I always recommend is the test is really inexpensive. When we run the test, we actually also run it for some cancer and inflammatory markers, C-reactive protein, thymidine kinase, trying to get a good balance to see where that pet is from a health perspective, from antioxidation levels, vitamin D levels, and to make sure we're not overlooking early diagnostic signs of cancer or tick-borne disease or something else. So I think rather than just giving vitamin D and hoping for the best and hoping you're not getting toxicity, it'd be better as in people to check the level. And don't forget, because vitamin D is one of those fat-soluble vitamins, absorption is much better if it's taken with a meal, especially a higher fat meal. I know when my wife and I were starting on vitamin D, once her breast cancer was diagnosed, we would sometimes forget that. And we take our vitamin D in the morning when we're eating oatmeal or something else, and because that's a higher fiber diet, we're not getting the absorption as if we're taking it either on an empty stomach with maybe a spoon of olive oil or coconut oil, or eating it just, or taking it just with a regular meal that has more fat in it. So we don't want to forget that either.
Oh, excellent point. Do some of the pet foods have, or do they all have, some additional vitamin D added?
So this is what's interesting, too. I'm glad you brought this up. So a lot of people not thinking about this will say, well, there's vitamin levels in my pet's food, or maybe I give my pet a multivitamin, and that's fine. But you have to remember, when all of these normal vitamin and mineral levels were put together about 100 years ago for people and for pets, we were formulating dietary recommendations, or in the case of pets, actual diets, to prevent deficiencies, not to maximize health. So if your pet or you were taking the lowest possible level of vitamin D just to make sure your bones don't break, that's not a maximum health level. We now know vitamin D is wonderful for the immune system. It can fight off illnesses. It actually functions almost like a pro-hormone in addition to helping calcium and phosphorus form strong bones. So the amount of vitamin D in a pet's food for most pets that I see is adequate to prevent deficiencies, but way too low to prevent healthy levels. Sometimes that's even true in pets fed raw diets, although I do tend to see pets fed raw food tend to have higher levels of vitamins and minerals in general, but I wouldn't say that's a blanket statement. So you still want that pet's vitamin D level checked and some of these other markers we're talking about as well.
Boy, really great points. So we have an advantage that we can make vitamin D in the sun, and we will do so up to the level we need and not more. What's I find really interesting, we talk about once in a while on this show, is that, and not everybody knows this, animals, most of them, make their own vitamin C, and if they're under stress, they make a lot more. We have to get it from diet or supplements.
Yeah, but and again, that's a good point to make, but because we also treat a lot of exotic pets in our practice, again, you want to talk to a veterinarian that has some skill in this. For example, guinea pigs don't make vitamin C. They have to be supplemented or they're going to develop signs of scurvy with the joints, the gums, the teeth. So dogs and cats, vitamin C, they make their own. They make what they need. They're not going to ever have a deficiency. Other animals like guinea pigs, monkeys, for example, since they're close to people, they're primates, we just need to understand the species involved. So again, if you have one of these unusual pets, find a veterinarian that has some skill with that species, not just a dog or cat veterinarian, or not just trying to go it on your own, because you may end up with sickness that could have easily been prevented with the right diet or the right supplementation.
So much of the advice you're giving us about our animals applies to people. We really are individuals with our own needs, and our diet, our activities, our genetics are all factors. So the more you can personalize it, the better. A supplement that back in the day was thought to also help prevent fleas is garlic. And we know that garlic is really good for humans for immune function. Is that something that's good for, say, dogs? I think onions are on the list of things that they shouldn't eat.
Yeah, I mean, you've got some really good questions. I'm glad you're asking these, because these are the same questions I get in practice. So if you read the generic literature, and this is why I really tell people, if you're reading something on the internet, please talk to your veterinarian about this, because there's a lot of misinformation. So garlic can be very helpful and healthful for dogs and cats. It can be toxic because it is related to the onion family. Onions tend to have more of the chemicals in them that would cause toxicity as a lower dose. So I have no problem with a client coming in with the pet, talking about diet, recommending a safe amount of garlic for the pet. And if there's any concerns, obviously you can screen for anemia or other problems. So my patients, especially the ones that may be on a homemade diet, certainly are supplementing with garlic if they want to do that. And it's fine because we're medically supervising that to give the right amount. I wouldn't tell someone, again, just go buy garlic and throw it in there because you've heard it's good. But I wouldn't discourage someone from talking with the veterinarian and being scared that a little bit of garlic is going to be harmful, because actually it's going to be very helpful.
Oh, good point. And another area of difference is, for us, chocolate has antioxidants and polyphenols and has a good reputation, has magnesium and so on. But chocolate is scary business, at least for dogs. I don't know about cats, and I don't know that they would eat it, but give us a warning about that.
I don't know if the cat would want it either. The dog certainly would. So chocolate, stay away from that for dogs and cats. You know, again, if you press me against the wall, could a large dog have a tiny bite of chocolate? Yes, but they're not going to get enough to have the healthy benefits you mentioned in people. And we don't want to get the dog to where it likes even a safe amount of chocolate and might break in the pantry and get chocolate intoxication. We see that all too often, especially around Christmas and Easter when chocolate candy's out. So keep the chocolate candy for yourself. I myself love dark chocolate, almost the darker the better, up to the point of it being really bitter. And I'll eat a lot of it, but it's kept away from our pets, so we don't have any problems with that.
Yeah, they definitely will go after it, and I've had more than once to give them hydrogen peroxide to puke it up.
To make them vomit, yes.
Yeah. One of my really big concerns is the number of fat dogs I see not taking a brisk walk but moseying around the block with their owners. Is that as big a problem for pets as it is for people being obese?
You know, obesity is actually the number one disease we see in our patients because it's something that's created rather than avoided. And whenever I see an obese pet, I always screen for thyroid disease and adrenal disease and diabetes, because some of these pets are obese because of that. A lot of it is just inactivity, poor diet rationing.
Yeah, a lot like their owners. And I do notice that, by and large, the fat dogs are being walked by fat owners. So
that's true. If you have a heavy pet, you'll get some exercise and benefit as well.
Exactly. Well, we will be right back. We can take a few calls at 800-281-8255, 800-281-8255. But I do want to talk about screening for early cancer diagnosis in pets. We hear about it too late too often.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
People say they feel great after a B12 shot. Vitamin B12 is crucial for making energy, red blood cells, DNA, and supporting both mood and balance. Unfortunately, nearly a third of older adults are deficient, as are vegetarians and those using antacids for heartburn. In fact, most of us might benefit from getting more B12 than is in our multivitamins. Vitamin B12 teams up with vitamins B9 and B6 to create melatonin and the happy hormone serotonin. This 12-9-6 trio also helps metabolize homocysteine to support both heart and brain health. All three vitamins are absorbed and used much better in their natural active forms. For example, vitamin B6 as pyridoxal 5-phosphate and vitamin B12 as methyl B12. Vitamin B9 is safer and more useful as methylfolate than in the cheaper synthetic form, folic acid. What could be more convenient than Jarrow's lozenges? Ask for Jarrow's methyl B12 and methylfolate lozenges in lemon or higher potency cherry flavor at natural food stores nationwide.
I'm Marty Wittekin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
Oh, boy. The minute we gave out the phone number, the board filled up with calls. So maybe we're going to have to do this again sometime, Dr. Sean, if you're willing. Apparently a lot of interest. I said I'd maybe sprinkle in some more of the good news, bad news about the coronavirus. One of the good news things, and is partly due to the virus, partly due to usual market gyrations, is that the gas has gotten really cheap. The bad news flip side of that is, where are you going to go? Everything is closed. One of the potentially good things is there's a lot of interest in this malaria drug. Needs more testing, but perhaps this malaria drug is going to be a remedy. What's for sure good news is in the blog this week, cover a lot of things that you can do to improve your immune function. And I put a funny picture and a joke just because I think we have to keep our sense of humor about all this because it could otherwise be very depressing. And this is to do with boredom, knowing that all these sporting events and concerts have been canceled and can't go to movie theaters, restaurants, bars, and parties. Folks are bound to be looking for other activities. And just as the case with millennials who were named for a certain era, it's been suggested that the kids that will be born as a result of all of this stay-at-home business, maybe we should call them coronials. Thought that was cute. So before we turn, Dr. Sean Messonnier, to the phone calls, I want to ask about the testing that you do for cancer early detection. That's something that I don't think people have heard about.
Yeah, so what we do, we've been doing this for probably about 4 or 5 years, and as I mentioned, we're the only practice in the North Texas area that does this routinely, or we also use this for monitoring pets with cancer that we're treating with a holistic approach to detect if we need to change our supplement approach, change our treatment, and monitor them for early signs of coming out of remission. So it's basically a blood test. It runs under $200 if your pet has cancer. It's a little bit more because the testing is a little bit different. And it tests for vitamin D levels, C-reactive protein, or CRP, and thymidine kinase, or TK. And the way this test works is we get all those individual numbers back, and there's a computer algorithm that spits out what's called a CRA, or a cancer risk assessment. And the higher that number, either the greater chance at the moment your pet may have cancer or some other bad immune inflammatory disease, or it's telling us we need to intervene with herbs, homeopathics, detoxification, et cetera, to lower that CRA value to make your pet as healthy as possible to, I never like to use the word prevent cancer, but we'll say to minimize cancer. What's interesting for me, since we've done this test for about 4 or 5 years, is statistically, and we do this more on dogs, for whatever reason, dog owners tend to want to do this more than cat owners, and dogs tend to have more cancer than cats, but it would be good for dogs and cats. But about 50% of the normal-looking, quote-unquote, healthy dogs and cats are abnormal on one or more aspects of this test. Over 90% of dogs and cats, dogs especially, are deficient in vitamin D. So this is one of those test profiles I tell owners, if you spend a little bit of money, I can almost guarantee your pet's going to be abnormal and can be fixed now before your pet's sick, unhealthy, has cancer. Over the few years we've done this test, the pets who come into my office for a holistic consultation for cancer treatment, maybe they don't want chemo or radiation, maybe those are not valid modalities for the pet, every one of the pets with cancer, 100%, are abnormal on this test and very, very abnormal. Of the pets who are high on the test who look healthy, some have cancer, many don't, some of them have other diseases, but many of them are headed for something bad if we don't intervene. So it's a valid test profile. Just as when I go to the doctor, my wife goes to the doctor, we get vitamin D tested, we get CRP tested, we get a lot of unusual tests because we want these holistic tests that are not offered by conventional veterinarians or conventional MDs, looking for things above and beyond. Do you have diabetes? Do you have high cholesterol? Those are fine. But if you look at diseases in people and pets, with the exception of infectious things like the coronavirus, pretty much every disease results from an imbalance in the inflammatory state of our bodies. And even coronavirus and infections, while those do damage, many times the worst damage is done by the body's response, especially if you're already in a state of high inflammation. So getting these markers under control that are very easy to do with things like fish oil, probiotics, and in our practice we have some special supplements we've made for our practice for our patients. Very, very easy and inexpensive to do, and I think much more effective at preventing disease, especially in dogs and cats, than giving them unnecessary vaccines every year, which is just wasting money and maybe contributing to some of these horrible cancers and other problems we see in dogs and cats.
I do want to come back to the vaccine issue because that was on my list. But meanwhile, I want to go to Carol in McKinney, Texas, because she's got a question about a cyst on her dog. And I think any of us who are pets start having lumps, that's the thing that comes to mind as well. Is it cancer? And maybe that's not her question, but that's why she gets next.
Okay.
Hi, Carol.
Good morning. Thank
Good
you
morning.
For taking my call.
Well, you're welcome.
I am so glad that you are here in the area, Doctor. My question is, I have a five-year-old little Maltie poo, and he started getting these bumps when he was about three. And they are pus-filled. I've had them lanced and removed. And one time when I had his teeth cleaned at about age three, I had some actually surgically removed. But they keep coming back, and they're like sores, and they itch. And he scratches them open sometimes. And so this is getting very expensive. And I have a bid from a vet to have them all removed the next time he gets his teeth cleaned. And I wondered if there was a natural approach to try to get those to go away on their own.
All right, so have these lumps actually been biopsied when they've been removed before?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Okay, so first thing I always tell owners, and this is a great question you brought up about lumps and bumps, because I see this every day. So lumps and bumps, there are very few in dogs and cats that we can look at and 90-plus percent of the time be comfortable with our diagnosis. One of the things that I hate to see, but I see this all the time being a holistic vet, a dog or cat will come to me with a lump or a bump, or in this case multiple little bumps, and they're either not biopsied, so we have no idea what's going on, so it's hard for me to make a recommendation without knowing what disease we're dealing with. Or the owner, the pet parent, will be told, well, this is probably nothing. It's a fatty tumor cyst. Let's watch it. And my response is always, so we're going to watch cancer grow and kill your dog. That makes no sense. So I hear the music coming on. So if you want to hang on, I can go into this more after our break, because this is a great question.
Okay. We'll hold that thought, Carol, and come back with Dr. Sean. Again, a whole list of and links to his books is included in the archive description of today's show, as well as a link to that organization where if you're in Kansas City or Florida, you can look to see if there's a holistic vet in your area. I imagine you have people come from some distance to see you, Dr. Sean, because they're a little bit rare and you are better qualified than most anyway. Folks, please stay tuned. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittaken. We'll be right back.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen-free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now, you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216, for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
I'm your host, Marty Whittaken.
As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I'm pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or go to LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
There is a link to the Paws and Claws Animal Hospital and Holistic Pet Center in the archive of today's show. You just click on the link at Dr. Sean Messonnier's name, and that will take you there. I want to get to anesthesia for older pets, with cleanings and getting bumps removed and so on, and back to vaccines. But we've kind of neglected the cats, so I'm going to bring up Rosalinda in Royce City, Texas. She has a cat question. Hi.
Hello, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Your question?
Yes. I was wondering the cost of bad breath in cats. One of them has had her teeth clean, and she still has really bad breath. And also, you are going to address the anesthesia in older pets because they do put them to sleep to clean their teeth, but I just wanted to know about that.
All right, good question. So in dogs and cats, the most common cause of bad breath is dirty teeth, or what we call periodontitis, periodontal infection. If the teeth have recently been cleaned and they've been cleaned by a veterinarian under sedation or anesthesia, it may not be that, but that is a cause. Occasionally when I'm cleaning a pet's teeth, I'll also see cancer in the mouth, an oral tumor that we didn't know was there, because unfortunately we don't detect that kind of cancer in most pets until it's too late. Other kinds of problems can be GI disease, anal sac disease, so those things all need to be investigated. In our practice, we take, as we do with everything, a very holistic approach to anesthesia. So our anesthesia tends to be a little bit different than other practices. Oftentimes we'll use different drugs. We're very, very careful with monitoring, so I always have at least two technicians there to monitor, plus the pet's hooked up to different machines to look at heart rate, EKG, pulse oximetry, et cetera. We try to use a lot of local anesthesia and sedation when possible. When we do need to anesthetize the pet, we do light anesthesia for dental cleanings. So we feel that this approach tends to be a better, safer approach. We also do see a lot of older pets that other doctors are scared to put under anesthesia. And one of my favorite sayings is that old age is not a disease. Old age should never prevent a pet from getting the care it needs. And if your doctor is scared of anesthesia because of the pet's age or health condition, fine. Come to our office, find another doctor who isn't scared of old age anesthesia. Most of the pets that we actually anesthetize at our office are probably 12 to 15 years old or older, and they do great under anesthesia, but we do screen them before we put them under when possible. We do pre-anesthetic EKGs. We do blood testing. We alter the anesthesia, as needed. And we're very, very, very careful about monitoring so that we don't tend to have some of the problems, either prolonged recoveries or sometimes unexpected deaths, that might be expected with a different approach.
Excellent. Vaccines. You say you use titers to replace vaccines.
Yes.
Tell us what that means.
Okay, this is something you can actually do in people, too, for kids if you're trying to minimize childhood vaccination. So we know that vaccines in dogs and cats are very, very effective, and most of them can last many years in a pet's body for producing immunity. Because of that, if you're going to the doctor every year or two or three to get your pet vaccinated for things like distemper, parvo, rhinovirus, and cats, you're basically wasting your money and probably hurting your pet because you're challenging the immune system in a way that doesn't need to be done every 1, 2, or 3 years. The titer test is an inexpensive blood test. It lets your pet's body tell me, do I need vaccines this year? Excuse me, the answer is usually no. But if the titers are low and we want to vaccinate the pet after considering numerous factors, then we know we're doing the vaccine in an appropriate way. So I would always tell clients, do titer testing. We do minimal vaccines in puppies and kittens. We rarely vaccinate older pets except for rabies every few years as long as they're healthy. And pretty much every year after puppy and kittenhood, we're doing titers. And as a result, the average dog or cat in my practice probably gets these core vaccines 2 or 3 times in its life because the titers tell me I'm just wasting your money and maybe hurting your pet if I do vaccines that are unnecessary.
Now, there are things in vaccines that aren't good for us. And so
although a lot of people ask us about that. So in our practice, we use mercury-free, thimerosal-free, adjuvant-free vaccines. Obviously, you need preservatives in there to keep the vaccine from getting infected. But the more you can make the vaccine pure without a lot of additives, obviously the safer. And again, even if you have to use some additives, if you're only vaccinating every 5 or 10 years, it's a much safer approach for the pet.
So you're checking to see how the antibodies are holding up. Are you really still immune to it? What does the city think about that? Can you produce some documents you can take to them and say, no, I don't have to for my license?
Okay, so the city is only concerned about rabies, not about these other core vaccines. I have heard 1 or 2 clients tell me that the cities will actually accept a letter from the doctor saying that the rabies doesn't need to be done. Most of the time, the city won't accept that. So rabies, you have to follow the law, but you can do every 3 years rather than every year. For all of the other vaccines, the only requirement would be if you're having your pet go to the groomer or breeder or kennel, they're going to require something, but they will accept titers in place of regular traditional vaccines.
Boy, I already wish we had more time. We've got just a snippet on the other side of this break. And maybe one last call. We'll try to squeeze that in and get busy scheduling Dr. Sean for a reappearance because apparently we would like our pets to be holistically healthy like we're aiming to be. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin, and my guest today is the veterinarian, founder of Paws and Claws Animal Hospital and Holistic Pet Center near the corner of Park and Custer in Plano, Texas, and he has his wisdom in a lot of books. That's in the archives of today's show. Please stay tuned.
Decades ago, Dr. O'Hara developed a formula for optimal human health, a blend of superfoods and live bacteria, naturally fermented for 3 years, encapsulated to deliver prebiotics, probiotics, and most importantly, postbiotics to your digestive system, aiding digestion, increasing absorption of essential nutrients, supporting the immune system, and unleashing the healthier, happier you. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, 100% vegetarian, non-GMO, free of artificial additives, chemicals, preservatives, or colorings, dairy and gluten-free. Dr. O'Hara himself proclaimed in 1974, each capsule of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is filled with our passion and hope for bringing health and long life to all 7 billion people on Earth. And today, his legacy lives on, making Dr. O'Hara's probiotics a world leader in superior probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those in turn help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years. years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplements you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I'm pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or go to LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
Another piece of coronavirus bad news is that most of the gyms are closed. The good side of that is people now might go outside and get their exercise and get the sunshine while they're at it. My guest, it's not surprising that he's a great radio guest because he had his own radio show on the Martha Stewart Living radio network, is Sean Messonnier. He's the veterinarian, founder, and operator of Paws and Claws Animal Hospital and Holistic Pet Center. A link to that, to the organization I mentioned, and to all of his, most all of his books, is in the archive of today's show. Click. Go to hbnshow.com, listen on the menu, and then the archives. And today's date, you'll find all that. We have one last question we're going to try and squeeze in here. So, Allison in Houston, Texas, let's make it real quick, okay?
Okay, yes. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a 12-year-old Chihuahua Yorkie who about a year ago was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. We've switched her to a low-sodium diet. She's on a pimobendin and an enalapril, but she's still coughing. So just wanted to see if there was any recommendation or change to help with quality of life.
All right. So, you know, obviously that'd be a pet we'd have to evaluate, look over recent blood tests, echoes, EKGs. She might need some drug dosage changes. She could also have a different disease going along with her heart failure. She could have the heart failure being exacerbated. We have a lot of different herbs and homeopathics we use for these dogs with heart failure. When they need drugs, we use them appropriately, as you mentioned. But if you're going to put them on cardiac drugs, you do need to check their blood, urine, EKG every 3 months. And their echoes every 3 to 6 months, depending upon the severity of the disease, affordability to you. We didn't get to talk about pet insurance, but this is one of the reasons I'm a big fan of pet insurance, to cover these costs so we can do the regular testing that needs to be done to make sure we're adjusting the drug dosages if needed or the supplement dosages before the pet's condition decompensates. So you might want to have that looked at. And, of course, if you want a holistic approach, feel free to give us a call Monday when we reopen.
Well,
great. Thank you.
Thank you, Allison. And thank you so much, Dr. Sean. I just have one last question. If I have a health problem personally, can I come see you, or are you pretty much stuck working
well, you
on
know,
animals?
When my clients come to me, we do talk about their own health, because I will talk about vitamin D and probiotics and get them to find a naturopathic doctor. So even though I can't officially help people, I unofficially do it when they're at my office with their pets.
It's hard to resist when you know.
Yes, that's true.
Well, folks, thanks for being with us today. I hope you will, if you know people with pets, please forward a link to the archive of today's show and the blog this week with all of the, it's part one with a whole lot of good recommendations for protecting your health by improving your immune system and avoiding this awful virus. Thanks for being tuned.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen-free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216 for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.